Liquor Talk. One brand new episode starts right now. Welcome one. Welcome everybody to another edition of the Liquor Talk podcast. I'm your man, Victor, and I'm pouring it up with y'all on this Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen. Remember to show love to everybody. And single people, I need y'all to hang in there today. Just thug it out. Get through it the best way we know how. Just treat like another day. Don't be messy on social media. Just live your life. Just know your time is coming. Let the lovebirds have it. Don't be messy. If side people, know your role. Know your fucking role. We ain't here for the mess. But joining me today, she's podcasting out of Dallas, Texas. She's the host of the Concrete Rose podcast. It's Shay Queen. How you doing tonight, Shay?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing out there? I'm Shay Queen. You can follow me on Facebook if you want to follow me. Instagram, yes. Concrete Rose Podcast _.
Yes, follow her on everything. All right, let's get into it. Tell the people about your podcast, the Concrete Rose Podcast.
Well, it's going good. I'm just getting it back up and running. I was audio, but now I'm visual. So I just thank God for opening up that door for me. And, you know, I just hope that, you know, we just go far.
Yeah, well, like I said, tell people what they're getting from you, what they can get from listening to your podcast.
What they, you can get everything. Like, we go from, I do interviews with artists, like rap artists, authors. We can just do stuff, just regular talks, you know, something to encourage people.
That's real. So what made you get started with a podcast?
Well, I always like to pick up new hobbies and stuff. So I was like, you know, I think podcasts would be for me because, you know, I like to talk and like to get to know people. So I was like, you know, let me just start it up and see how it go.
That's real. I'm glad you started up and I'm glad you kept it going because some people, they like to start and stop and then you just don't hear from them forever again.
And that was me at first, you know, when I was going audio, I had started, then I stopped and I was like, I don't know. I don't want to be audio. I want to be visual. I want people to see me. So, you know.
Yeah, that's a big motivation. Hey, that's a big motivation. You want people to see you and stuff. So I totally get it.
You know what else motivated me? I had people that was watching me start and then I stopped and they was hitting me up and they was like, I think you should keep going and you need to, you know, start it back up or, you know, so I was like, okay, well, let me go on and start back up.
Yes, that's definitely true. People will definitely hit you up like, hey, what's going on? Why you haven't dropped the show and stuff? Like, and I ran to my old co-host and she was like, there's so many people asking me, why did I stop doing the show? And I'm like, I don't know. You tell them, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not a jail cell, you know what I'm saying? It's not a open invite, not a closed invitation place. So if you want to come back on, just let me know, you know? I got an open door policy, but it is what it is. So I know you told me you're from Texas, you're from Dallas. Can you tell the people the biggest difference between Dallas and Houston? Because I be seeing so many people on social media flocking to Houston or flocking to Dallas. What's the big difference between the two?
There's no difference, and I can't talk down on, Houston is good or whatever, but I can never talk down on Dallas. That's my hometown, so, you know, we just better. I'm going to say Dallas is better.
Dallas is better, even though Houston is packed?
Yeah, I'm going to say Dallas is better because it's my hometown, you know.
Okay, I feel you. Now I got a sibling that trying to recruit me to come to Texas. It's like, I'm like, girl, is the Texas Business Bureau paying you or something? I'm like, and I get it. And it's like, and it's already a lot of Florida people out there. So I'm like, you know, I'll wait before I'm making a move.
But you know what they say, everything is bigger in Texas. So you might as well go on and come.
We'll see. We will definitely see. So what was your favorite episode of your podcast that you look back and you're like, damn, I'm really good at this shit?
Oh, it's a whole lot of them that I was good at. But I'm just going to say, like, I know I was good with the relationship topics. Like, when we talk about, you know, different relationships, I'm like, you know what? I'm pretty good at these when it comes to those topics. So I just want to keep it going.
That's real. Now, on your latest podcast, you talked about the red flags of dating, and I know that's something we said we would discuss on your podcast. I'm going to give you an additional one that I saw today. And that's like, say if we're out somewhere and I reach for something and the girl just grabs her phone or someone just grabs their phone. Like, I'm like, what the fuck you grabbing your phone so fast for? I'm not, like, I might be reaching for the drink and your phone might be sitting right there. You snatch your phone back so fast, like, what do you have to hide? When you supposed to be out with me, what the hell you got to hide that you got to be so defensive about your phone? And I'm like, and I saw that, and I saw dudes get mad about that, and I'm like, I kind of agree with them, because that tells me you got something to hide.
Yeah. You know, ain't no telling. Might be another man, or it might be some private stuff she got going on that you don't know nothing about. Probably a whole nother life.
Yeah, but I'm like, well, you know, you got to learn how to hide it a little bit better, because your mannerisms give it away, give yourself away, you know what I'm saying? Y'all not thinking smart, you know?
Oh, that's crazy. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't condone it at all, but at the same time, y'all got to think a little smarter. You don't think we peep that shit that, hey, why are you grabbing your phone so fast? Like, I'm just reaching for something. You snatch your phone so fast. I'm like, what you
want? But you know me, and they do it too. Y'all do it too. Y'all be taking y'all phone in the restroom and putting it upside down and all kind of stuff. Don't want nobody to see you, Lord. It's just a mess. I'm telling you.
It is just a mess.
People got too much to hide. And it's, in these relationships and in this generation, they got too much to hide, you know, with the phones, then you got social media, you know, them DMs and, you know, all kind of crazy stuff.
People got too much to hide because people in this generation, they want to still do their mess, but still need the help. Because yeah. What I noticed is a lot of people stay in these toxic relationships, knowing damn well they don't love this person, knowing damn well they cheating, just because they need the help financially.
That, you know what, that's really what's going on. A lot of these men, they be in relationships and don't even want the woman. They just need a place to stay. I'm telling you.
Fellas, we got to do better, man. We got to do better.
Them hobosexuals, that's what they be. I mean, just need you for your benefits.
Hey, there'll be some women dealing with a toxic-ass man just because he can pay all the bills and stuff, you know?
You know, yeah, I'm telling you. It just, I'm not finna do it.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going to do it either, because it's craziness, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm in a place where I ain't got no kids, so it's like, if I'm not feeling it, then I'm going to get up out of there.
Go. Because I'm like that with kids. I don't even care. I don't care if I, look, I'm gone. I got to go.
I feel you on that. I definitely feel you on that. Also, speaking of kids, another red flag I was going to give you too is, what the hell is wrong with these women demanding the men to pay for their babysitters? Because some years ago, I had somebody say that on the podcast, and I was like, I let it slide back then. It's like, but now I'm like, oh, hell no. Like, why does man got to pay for the babysitter? Because it's like, that's your kid. That's your responsibility. And some women believe my kids are a part of me, but I'm like, ma'am, we're not to that point yet.
Well, I really can't speak on that too much because I have kids, but when my kids were smaller, I wasn't dating. I was at home, you know, making sure that they got old enough before I was able to, you know, get out and just really start dating. But I wouldn't ask no man to pay for my babysitting fees. And that's not that man's job if you're trying to get to know him. Like, that's really going to push him away. Like, especially in the beginning, like you say, you don't have no kids. Come on, no. That ain't no good.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, your kids are your responsibility. Now, if we to the point where we've been together for some time and I'd have met the little kids, you know what I'm saying, and there's a good vibe there, okay, no problem. I can look out. No problem, you know what I'm saying? But right off the rip, no. And then I see some people bringing their kids to the date. I'm like,
oh no.
You might as well go ahead and stay home.
Oh no.
You know, sometimes I think people just do shit for the clicks, you know what I'm saying?
I think that'd be an excuse. They just don't want to date that person. Just say that instead of trying to get money.
Mm-mm. Yeah, like, because as a man, I would have more respect for you if you just told me straight up, I just don't want to date you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd have a lot more respect for you. I'd be like, okay, no problem. You know what I'm saying? On to the next one. I'm not about to sit here and keep chasing you and knowing you feel this way.
Yeah. I feel you on
it. It's a crazy world we live in. So now going back to content creating, what is some advice you would give to a young Black creator?
I would say, first and foremost, I would tell them to put God first. You know, pray, put God first, and let him lead you into the right direction. Then my next step would be, you know, do your research on whatever it is that you're trying to do and practice it. You know, practice make perfect. Like, you probably have to get like a supporter or like a friend or somebody that could help you. And then you just practice and that'll make perfect.
Yes.
And like me, I'm scared of the camera. Like, even right now, I'm nervous, but you got to get over your fear. You got to face your fear.
Yes. Well, you too beautiful to be nervous over here, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
It ain't
one. I'm scared of the camera.
Hey, listen, we all have those things we fear, but, you know, we find a way to power through them and get through them because once you conquer your fears and get out your comfort zone, that's when shit starts to happen. And that's what a lot of people need to realize. Okay. Shit will really start to fly once you really get outside that comfort zone. So, trust me, like, my comfort zone was recruiting people within the city, but then once I expanded and started reaching out to people, hey, thank God for technology, right?
Yes.
Yes, always.
Thank God for it.
Yes, thank God for technology indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. The more you drink, the better we sound. Pull up a shot or two because this shit sounds better when you do. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Twitch, wherever you get your platforms. All right. Shay, what is the best Valentine's Day gift you've ever gotten?
Ooh. I ain't even going to say nothing. No comment on it. I ain't really just been big into Valentine's. I really haven't had a Valentine's like that. You know, not yet.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, no man is just going out his way to
spoil
you?
No. Unfortunately, no. I haven't had that yet.
Damn.
And it's because I haven't just really dated or been in serious relationships. Like, ever since me and my son's father broke up, I haven't been in like a real long-term relationship in a while. And I've been focusing, like, it ain't just the fact that I just haven't been, just I've been focusing on, you know, trying to be a better person for myself, you know, and for my kids. And then, you know, I pray that I get a husband one day, but right now, not right now.
No, I understand.
I'm waiting on him to do all of that.
Hey, men, men like to be spoiled too, but you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm
down for that. I'm spoiling men.
Hey, you're a real one. You're a real one because a lot of your counterparts, they act like they too good to spoil their man, or they want to hold the wrong man to the higher standards. The one you probably need, you're holding to the higher standards, but that's it's crazy. But I feel you though, as far as Valentine's Day go, I haven't had no woman come out and just spoil the hell out of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm in that same boat with you.
Well, but one day, you know, it takes patience and time. You know, let them people, like you said, let them have it. Let them, you know, let the little birds have it. Our time is coming, you know.
Yeah, I tell myself all the time, and that's why you got to find yourself to get wrapped into something to where you don't focus on it. So that way, if somebody throws it in your face, you brush it off like it's nothing, you know what I'm saying? Because what I've learned about jobs nowadays, they can sniff out a single motherfucker and try to go in like, but why are you single? You're such a good person. Why are you single? That is none of your goddamn business.
It's just not the same no more. You know, because I'm kind of old fashioned. It's just not the same no more. You know, you get dudes, when you do try to give somebody time, you know, they not consistent or, you know, all they want to do is what you doing all day. Like, I don't want a what you doing all day text message. Like, at least plan something. Let's go somewhere and do something. And when I see that they're not, you know, being consistent, I just don't take them serious. And it'd be some guys that I'd be, you know, thinking, okay, I got to take him serious, you know. But it just don't work out. They're not consistent enough. And I'm not finna chase nobody. It's me. I'm not finna chase you.
No. Yeah, I done got to a point now with friendships, relationships. If I don't feel that energy from you, if I don't feel like you're engaged with me, I'm not going to chase you. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's plenty of women that could have got the best out of me, and I could have seen myself going above and beyond for, but some of them put me in the friend zone, then some just didn't put forth the effort. And I'm like, you know what? It's like, you gotta come to the plate or something, you know what I'm saying? Because not when you got people out here blowing up the other people, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you said it best. It's not how it used to be, where everybody used to go hard for everybody.
Yes. Everything changed. The music changed. You know, the love ain't the same. You know, everything is just really lustful nowadays. It's not no real love. Like, I can't feel it. You know, like, I can't feel that real love from these men. It seems like it's always something that they want. You know? Yeah.
I feel that same way about women. It's like, you know what I'm saying? They wanna find who can benefit them or something like that. If you have something you benefit them, they're just gonna use you, you know what I'm saying? And they're just going to, you know, instead of trying to see how I can benefit him, no, let me just use him, and then when he gets tired of me letting me use him, I'll just cut him off. And you know what I'm saying? So it's tiring. And you
it's
know
like
what?
Everybody is after themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm. And also to my single people, don't let the people post on Valentine's Day fool you. You know what I'm saying? They got relationship issues that they don't talk about, because nobody ever posts the relationship issues. Only the people, I feel like, only the celebrities and only the people who are just bored or who looking to make content creations. Those people be broadcasting those issues. And then I just look at them like they're crazy.
I just feel like a lot of people not genuine out here. These folks are, you know, like you said, they narcs. It's just so much going on. And then about Valentine's Day, most of those dudes, like you said, don't be fooled by it, because most of those dudes that's buying those gifts be, you know, they'll be in the single woman's inbox. I'm telling you, those married men and those men in relationships, that's another reason why I'm single. They be the main ones in your inbox, and you just can't trust, you know, to be in a relationship because of those married men that in relationships in your inbox. Like, come on. Like,
that's crazy. Like, now, but from what I heard, what's crazy is that not you, but other women, they be allowing it. They be okay with just being the side person, you know?
And you know how that goes. So, you know, when you the side person, don't expect that man to call you on Valentine's Day. Uh-uh. No, yes. Don't expect no calls.
Yes, I'm glad you said that, because there are some side people, they plot and plan to try to end relationships just because they didn't get a call. And some of them, they probably ignored the person that was willing to go all out for them. The person that was willing to show them the love, they probably ignoring the fuck out of them, writing them off as a friend. I'm like, you're missing out your blessings, but yeah. I digress.
Yeah.
It's like, you're missing out on your blessings just to be the side person.
Just to be a side person. I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. That's another reason why I'm single. I'm not finna play. You're not finna think you finna have me and all these different options. No, you're not. You're gonna either choose me or I just be by myself.
You know what? I felt that. You know what I'm saying? I definitely feel that, you know? And it's like, because even if you go from being the side person to the main person, you're not gonna really be able to trust that person. You're not going to be able to trust them. And are you gonna stay faithful to them? Probably not.
And they not going to stay faithful to you, because if they was cheating on their partner, they're going to cheat on you too.
And a lot of people don't get that. You know what I'm saying? They're like, I got him now. He's going to be better. I'm like, you just freed up this person out of their stress. Congratulations. Like, and that's why. That's why I look at some dudes that be like, "Oh, I snatched your girl. I took your girl. You know what I'm saying? I did this. I did that." Well, you know what? If you took the girl, then it wasn't meant for me to have her in the first place.
It wasn't
place.
Me. And it's also, not mine.
It's not mine. And also, I'm not a damn jail cell. You're not in jail. You are free to leave whenever.
Yeah,
nobody is holding you hostage. Nobody has a gun to your head that's just saying you need to stay. No, you want to leave? Leave. I'm going to deal with the pain. I can deal with the pain, you know what I'm saying? I just don't need you in here being miserable, you know? So, bounce.
But see, with me, I'm a woman, so we leave mentally before we leave physically. So, if you want to leave, you can go. It might not even be no pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Which is why sometimes I don't understand why y'all women do that, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand why y'all leave somebody mentally, but then physically take y'all a while. I'm like, I would rather you just, as soon as you felt you're ready to leave, leave.
It's not that easy sometimes, you know. It's just not that easy. It just depends on the situation. It just don't be that easy. You know, when you don't be with somebody, you don't get your all to this person, like, you really hoping that things work out. But once you get it in your mind that this is no good for you, then you just going to have to go ahead and go.
Yeah, that's true. But I also don't want people to waste their good years on somebody else, you know, chasing on somebody else, because then you get up to an age and then the man you probably want, who you probably been ignoring, he done found somebody else.
Yeah, and vice versa for men too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know what I'm saying? The person you probably ignoring, you know what I'm saying? Well, I know for me.
And that's normally how it is. You know, the person that we need, we don't want them. But the ones we don't need, those are the ones that we tend to want to be with and want to give a chance to.
Yeah, we want to give that person. We want to give that person 50 million chances, but the person we probably need, as soon as they fuck up, they done. We're done. Yeah, and I'm just like, you know what? And that's another thing that's kept me just chilling for a while, because I need somebody that's let me meet somebody that I can tell that's a rider. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna ride with me even through the mess ups. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to grow and you got to elevate and you got to mature with somebody. But nowadays, people don't want to do that.
They don't want to do it. They leave as soon as one bad thing happened, they gone. You're like, you know what? Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Yes. And I also know some people that they will break up with somebody over Valentine's Day. Meaning, if they don't get the whole shebang, the whole flowers or the nice dinner or the nice day out or something romantic, they are going to break up with that person. Like, there isn't 364 now, extra days in the year. 365.
I'm that person.
Now, why are you that person?
Because, I mean, Valentine's Day to me is just like a holiday. It's like a birthday. It's like Christmas, you know? And I'm expecting something on my birthday and on Christmas, and I expect for you to give me a gift on Valentine's Day. Yeah, I understand you're supposed to do it. You know, you're supposed to do it every day. But Valentine's Day is a special day, and I need a gift. You know, now, if we're dating, yeah, I need a gift. But if you already my man, and let's just say, you know, you paying all the bills and you don't have no extra money, I understand that. Then that's good. But if we're dating, you knew Valentine's Day was coming.
So, wait. Why the change in the stance, you know what I'm saying, compared to dating and complete the relationship?
Because when you're dating a person, like, let's say they in their own, you know, little situation or in a house or whatever, y'all just dating. Y'all not just around each other, like, on a day-to-day basis or living together or him just providing for you. Y'all just dating to get to know each other. So I feel like if you dating someone and they know that Valentine's Day gonna come and you the special lady in their life, you know, give me a gift. At least, I mean, you ain't providing for me. At least you can give me a gift.
Yeah, but also now, if you're being his safe space and he's venting to you, you can probably tell that maybe he might not have it this year. And you know what I'm saying? Maybe
I mean, yeah, but if he don't have it, then, you know, he don't need to be dating.
Well, he might not, but here's the thing, though. He might not have it on Valentine's Day, but What's to say he might not have it the day after or a couple days after? You don't know when that pay period gonna hit with his job.
You know what? It's a lot of things that he could do to go get some type of money, you know. You know, he better go to the plasma center, better donate some plasma. He better do something to come up with me some money. Come on now.
Oh, he better buy me some money. You better go to the plasma center.
It's ways. It ain't no excuse. You better get it from your homeboy. You know, let me buy her some money. You better do something.
Yeah, you better. Hey, I hope you got that same energy for these ladies out here, because guess what? Men like gifts too, you know what I'm saying? We like a nice gift. You know, a nice basket or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Something that shows you've been paying attention to us. Show us something, you know what I'm saying? Because
and I do believe that that's what ladies should do. You know, buy the guy a gift too. I'm the type of person like this. I'm going to treat people the way I want to be treated. So if I expect a gift, I would give one. You know, just like if I'm going on a date, the same date. Like if I want you to pay a certain amount on a date, I can pay that too. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to reciprocate. That's what it's about. You know, we got to, when we dating each other, we got to, you know, be for each other. It ain't always the men's job to buy everything, you know.
See, big respect to you, because you get it, you know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of these women nowadays, they don't. They look at social media, they look at what their homegirls got, or they're trying to keep up with the Joneses too much, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just being happy with what they got.
See, me, I'm just a giver. I'm a giver from my heart. And I just, you know, if somebody's selfish, like, I believe you're a giver as well. So if you're dealing with a woman that's selfish, I wouldn't even deal with them, because that's not me. You know, that's not my character. I like to, you know, buy gifts and stuff like that. And I want those in return. I don't want to be the one, I don't want you draining me where I'm buying you gifts and it seems like you using me for my money. And I'm the woman. I'm not, no, you're supposed to be trying to pursue me. You know, where we're supposed to be pursuing each other. And mm-hmm. I'm going to buy you a gift, but I need you to, you know, buy me some gifts.
Now, that ain't no problem. You know what I'm saying? If somebody spoiled me, I'm going to spoil them in return. But to my people listening out there, if you're not going to do something from your heart, don't fucking do it. Because
it ain't fun
dealing with someone who want to stat check and who keep tabs of, oh, you did this, I did that, or I did more for you. No. Because if you got to throw that up in my face, that tells me where your heart is. And that tells me you don't fucking like me.
You just did it because you just... you know that term they say, I can't even think of the term they used to say. My mom used to say it all the time. I can't even think of it. When it come back to me, I say it, though. I just can't even remember what they used to say.
Yeah, I can't... Because I think I know where you're going with it, but it ain't coming to me because it's like...
Fatten the frog for the snake. Basically, ooh, what that mean is you just doing just a little bit to get by so you can get more in return. Like a return on investment. Like, for example, you will meet somebody and you'll be like, well, I'm just going to give him a gift. That way, if I open up the door to get him a gift, then he'll give me more. Like, he'll start just giving me gifts. And I ain't got to do that much work no more, because I was the one that opened up that door of getting gifts. And it'll make it look like I like him, but in a sense, that's just me manipulating him to do more for me.
Yeah, so it's like it sounds like you're plotting your ulterior motives.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So you got to be careful with that, because you can be out here, somebody can buy you some stuff, and then you start getting stuff for them. You got to pay attention to what you're doing for them. Like, if you start doing more and you realize that they pushing back and not doing nothing at all, then you know that's manipulation. That's manipulation. That's
manipulation. And also, then the good ones, they'll try to make you sound like the bad guy when you call them out on it. I'm like, this is a fucking narcissist.
And then they'll holler, you know, well, you know, I don't have no money now, but I was doing. You only did that. You was only love bombing, and you only did that just to get what you can get in return, like more out of me. Come
on. And then you got called out in return, because when I didn't feel that same love back, or if I wanted something from you, you didn't make it happen. And now you mad that, hey, I cut it off. I'm like, no.
Yeah, and then you're gonna bring it up. You know, I did this, I did that. But what did you do it for if you didn't do it from your heart? See, that's what we're talking about. This manipulation. Mm-hmm. You're trying to, you want to do something for me just to bring it up to me if I choose not to do the same. No.
Yeah, yeah, in that case, I'd rather just be by myself, maybe go to a nice restaurant by myself on Valentine's Day, take myself out than to be dealing with somebody like that, you know.
Do you have friends?
Yeah, I got friends, but they all in different places. They all, some are a couple hours away, and I know some of them, they're going to be their wives on Valentine's Day, so shout out to them. But it's all good, though, you know what I'm saying? It's all good on this Valentine's Day. The thing is, I've learned over the years, you can't really let Valentine's Day or being love bomb get to you, you know what I'm saying? It's hard, it's really hard, but you can't let it get to you because then people be like, oh, the person's going to come for you. Oh, there's someone out there. Shut the fuck up. If you're not trying to help me find a person, shut the fuck up because I'm about tired of hearing that. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? So to my single people out there, hang in there. You know what I'm saying? I know today is tough, but hang in there. I hope y'all listening to this episode of Liquor Talk and it's helping y'all get through this Valentine's Day. And also, Valentine's Day is about love, so love on yourself. And if you got kids, show your kids some love. Yeah. But like, to my dads out there, go spoil your daughters so that way some the men, that when she gets to be of age, she can set the tone and set the standard. And ladies, don't be afraid to buy you something for your sons, you know what I'm saying? Just show them that you love them, that you my all-star, you know what I'm saying? Show them that you love them too, you know? And you can set the tone for how they do in life, because if you do something for them, it's going to set the tone of what they expect out of women. Like, a big thing, I'll give my mom credit, though. When she started taking accountability, she made me realize, hey, I need to be demanding accountability from any woman I deal with. So it can be done.
Yeah, it can be done. Well, me for Valentine's Day, I'm never alone because, you know, I got my kids and we always go out and go do something. You know,
yeah, do something with your kids, or if you ain't got no single homegirls, I mean,
yeah, and then my homegirls, you know, they single, so we go out and we go hang out and stuff.
Hey, yeah, go hang out, just
but I have homeboys too. I have friends, you know, I'm not, you know, like dating nobody, but I do have friends now. I can, you know,
hey, shout out to the friends and stuff, shout out to the friends that's wanting to hang out on Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying? So
the guy friends and stuff, you know.
Yeah, the guy friends, the girlfriends, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all y'all that want to hang out on Valentine's Day, you know, instead of being around somebody. I mean, and to all my single people out there, I mean, there's gotta be some kind of single event going on. You just gotta check your Facebook groups and stuff. There's gotta be something. Just don't be sitting alone, miserable, on some liquor and, you know, having sad thoughts, you know, just be happy and just find something to be happy about.
Yeah. And then for the single people, you know, we don't have nobody, but we got God, you know, God is love. So
yep.
Read your Bible and pray that day or something, you know, then, you know, just spend time with him on that day.
Yeah. Just spend time. Definitely spend time with the good Lord on that day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, and don't let a man, a marketing holiday make you upset, you know what I'm saying? Because that's all Valentine's Day is really. It's just a holiday to promote chocolates and stuff. But even though I do be seeing them having the buckets of tacos or the wing platters on Valentine's Day, I'm like, damn, that's cool.
Well, order you some. You can do that. Order some, watch a movie, you know?
Hey, do something on Valentine's Day. Instead of being miserable, y'all, to my single people, to my relationship people, do it big, you know what I'm saying? If you got a rider.
And they miserable too. Some of them miserable too.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what you're like? They cheating all year long, and then they just buy them a gift on Valentine's Day. Because they be in a single people inbox, like I told you earlier. They be in our inbox.
Damn, that's so true, you know what I'm saying? Because I know there's some people in relationships that you talk to them, they sound miserable as fuck. They like, they're stuck between a rock and a hard place because they're in a situation where they can't leave. They can't just up and leave. You know what I'm saying? It's something tying them down, whether they done had a kid with that person, or that person is helping them financially, or they just can't give up what they're getting in the bedroom.
Or you know what else? They just don't want to be alone. They don't want to be like we are single on Valentine's Day. A lot of people just, they just cannot be alone. So if you ask me, I mean, we doing good. We pretty strong because a lot of people, they cannot be alone.
Yeah, I know.
They have to be validated. They have to be validated.
That's sad. It's sad that you look for validation from others, you know what I'm saying? Because as long as you waking up and you doing, you got breath in your body, that is validation right there, you know what I'm saying? You got good health, you know what I'm saying? There are people that will kill to be in your situation. I done talked to some people, they're like, man, you got it good, man. You ain't got no kids. You doing this, you doing that. You know what I'm saying? And that just made me realize that, hey, you know, I got to be grateful for my situation. So you don't need, and I don't need somebody to validate that, but I'm already grateful. But you don't need the validation, ladies and gentlemen, if that's what you're looking for. Better validate yourself.
Yeah. And it's a lot of stuff that single people, we just not going to put up with.
That's a fact. That's definitely a fact. There are a lot of things we ain't going to put up with. There you are.
Like, for somebody cheating, I'm not gonna deal with it. A man cheat on me one time, it's done. I'm not sneaking around. No. That's a deal breaker. It's a lot of stuff that's just a deal breaker for me. And a lot of more single people, like, it's just stuff that we're not going to put up with. Like, we got certain boundaries that we just not going to let people cross.
That's so real.
I just be single.
And also,
I feel like a person for you, you know, they going to come eventually, but you got to have enough self-respect for yourself. You got to learn how to be alone, you know?
Shout out to people who know how to be alone, who've mastered being alone, you know what I'm saying? Ain't tough. And also, go back on what you're saying. There are some things we ain't gonna tolerate. If I feel like you're not really engaged or you're not happy, if you don't want to do something, you're just kind of doing it, you're just going through the motions, I'm like, you can leave, you know what I'm saying? Because I want you to be happy. I want you to be here on your free will. This ain't no dictatorship. I'm not putting you in handcuffs. You can leave whenever. I'll be all right.
Leave. But the thing about it, when you leave, just don't come back. You know?
Thank you.
If you want to be out there, stay out there. Just don't you never come back. Because I'm not going to be where you left me.
Hell no. Because I got receipts on air. You know, I hate to be one of those people, but I got receipts on everybody that done. Because when I get to where I'm going to, I feel like everybody going to be trying to come aboard. I'm like, you should have got me when I was down, because you know
that's
what?
Me.
We up now. Don't be trying to come now, you know what I'm saying? We up now. Especially when you had the opportunity to be down with me. You wanna
that's
just
what
go
I'm
ghost.
Saying. So I feel like God do everything for a reason, in his timing. You know, you'll find somebody. He gonna send you the person that's for you. It ain't gonna be no deceitful stuff going on, no manipulation, no narc, no none of that. I think waiting on God is the best thing to do. Cause he
always
gonna see what you want. Why, you know, everybody rushing to get in relationships, we just taking our time. And by the time we get to ours, they'll be probably single and lonely and messed up because they heart done got broke because they done dealt with some devil. So, you know.
And people don't realize that they're dealing with the devil. And then there's some people I can talk to, I can tell, this motherfucker is a devil, you know what I'm saying? And you just stuck in this situation, you know what I'm saying? But, because now you done had a kid with the person, and, you know, and the person's kind of helped you out with all this. I'm like, you know, you got to get out of there, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, it ain't going to be easy.
Yeah, you got to get out of there.
And also to my people in abusive relationships, y'all really need to get out too. Don't accept the damn gift on Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying?
Go.
If you in a domestic situation, please get out. I'm not trying to see you in the grave. Come on now.
Me neither. Get out. Mm-mm. It's more to life. Get out of it. I don't care.
Yes.
I don't care about Valentine's Day. If he buying you all the gifts in the world, get out of it.
Yes, get out of it. I don't care. What it is, the physical abuse and the mental abuse ain't worth it. It ain't worth it, you know what I'm saying? Not when you got all these damn single people out here that are ready and willing, you know what I'm saying? It ain't worth it. Because everybody says, oh, the dating pool is this. The dating pool is what you make it, you ladies. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Because we all treasure to somebody, you know what I'm saying? It might be trash, but hey, you just got to find your treasure and roll with it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. If you don't know, now you know. Pull up some liquor because this podcast sounds a whole lot better when you do. Now, another thing I wanted to get to is someone mentioned that sometimes it's better to suffer in silence than to put your information out on social media, because what I've noticed is people will put out their L's on social media looking for empathy and looking for an accountability partner, but then what they get in return is people putting them on blast for being stupid. So how do you feel? And I feel like people should suffer in silence and just confide in somebody close to you, not on social media. And if you can't find somebody to confide in, I would definitely advocate for going to see a therapist or somebody professional that you can talk to, because they got plans out here where it don't cost that much to go talk to somebody rather than telling social media. Because over the years, I've noticed that if you tell social media, they're going to put you on blast and they're just going to rip you to shreds. What do you think?
And they'll never forget. They'll never forget it. So I think it's best to find a therapist, like you said. Get with like an inner circle of people that you can trust. Never put your business on social media because they already watching you and they hoping that you fail anyway. And they ain't going to never forget it. Like, once you come out of that, they going to always bring that up to you. So, no. Mm-hmm. Not post your business on social media.
And also, be careful of who you tell your business to, because, especially if you're in a relationship, because if you tell your relationship person to somebody, so like a homegirl or a homeboy, now, don't tell it to the homeboy that secretly wants to smash, or somebody in your family. Your family and out your homegirls are going to hold it against that person if you and that person work out. Like say y'all get married. Family is going to be like a damn bank. They're going to hold on to that shit. They're not going to let that go. They're going to be like, is this person doing this? And mind you, the person may be involved, but yet the family is not going to give that person grace.
No, they not.
And I
would say don't tell your business, period, like even to your spouse, because let's say y'all together and y'all not married. You telling all your friends' business and family business, and as soon as y'all break up, what you think they gonna do? They gonna run around and they gonna talk.
Yeah, they might air out your dirty laundry now. That's gonna be Now, that is going to be the next episode of Liquor Talk. After this one, it's going to be the Dirty Laundry episode, because I had to address that, because 2024, I don't know if you noticed it, but it's like everybody's airing out their dirty laundry, airing out other people's dirty laundry on social media, whether it's a podcast, whether it's interviews, and they're all doing it just so that way the people can eat it up just to promote something, promote a book, an album, a tour, or something.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, people do anything for attention. They just doing anything for attention.
Yes, basically. People just doing anything for attention. That's really what it is. And it's like, but to my people out there, I'd rather you suffer in silence, because some attention, not all attention is good attention. So you don't want to bring that negative attention onto yourself. And you don't want to bring accountability partners, because they're going to hold on to everything.
They'll never forget.
You damn right they will never forget, because I got people that will be like, hey, what happened to that one chick? I'm like, who the hell? I don't know. I don't even remember who you're talking about.
Don't tell your business.
And listen, and also, if you got to end on with people, please end things where y'all just grow apart. Don't end on bad terms, because I know a lot of people that they will end on bad terms, and they'll make you even more miserable just so you can be miserable right with them. Remember, y'all, misery loves company.
But, you know, that's how most relationships are. Like, when you break up, it's always bad terms. Like, why? Like, if you just don't want to be with a person, I mean, like, we're grown up. We should be more mature enough to just say, hey, I don't want to be with you, and just leave on a good note. But then you got some people that's immature. They got to go out, you know, they got to go out with a bang. They want to they mad, you know, they tired of the relationship. So let me go out with a bang. Let me go over here and cheat. Let me go over here and air out their business. Let me go do all of that before I leave. Like, why you just can't leave in peace? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I don't get that either. Like, I would just rather leave it on peace because you never know when you might need that person down the line. You never know. You might need that person down the line. You never know. You never, never know when you might need that person again. Like, that person might be over something that can help you. You just never know.
They just burn bridges, you know? It's what they do. They in this generation, they feel like it's cool to do that. They'll bite the hand and fed them, and they will burn bridges. You could be a good person, and the relationship could end on them doing something bad to you, and they'll just go out with a bang. Not thinking about what you did for them, not thinking about the sacrifices you made or anything. They'll just go out with a bang. And me personally, I couldn't go out like that. If somebody was helping me, I wouldn't burn the bridge. I just, you know, if I don't want it no more, I just, hey, you know, I don't want this relationship.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. I just rather just grow apart in silence, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know, we come back down the line, we might need each other, you know what I'm saying? Because there's been plenty of people I've done podcasts with and stuff where we're not really talking anymore today, but if they call me up, I mean, the love would still be there. It ain't like we went on a podcast and aired each other out and stuff. And it's like that with friends as well. It's like we just grew apart because of life. You know what I'm saying? Life just took us in different directions. But if we're ever in the same city or we need each other, it's what up. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever. It's not like we're going to be on bad terms and that's how it should be. But nowadays, people live for the drama.
Live for the drama.
It is sad that people in this day and age would just still would rather just live for the drama and live for the BS.
But those are the type of people you just got to get away from.
Yes, please get away from those people because those people are not good for you. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a lover, don't let a Valentine's Day gift keep you in that situation, or a friendship, you just got to get away from them.
Yeah.
So, and also another thing about Valentine's Day, to all my people who didn't get something today, the chocolates go on discount tomorrow. So like, you can go to the store and get you some chocolate at half price if you really
have
to.
That's side cheek day. You don't. I don't even want it. Just if you didn't get it, then you didn't get it today. Just I don't even want it. Just leave it alone. It's over.
That's side cheek day. Damn. You don't even want it for yourself.
I don't mean. You should already get that for yourself before Valentine's Day. I feel like if you gone, you know, you single, you already know that. Go on and go get you some chocolates. You know, you should have already did that. The next day, you don't even count no more. That day over.
Yep. And if you're one of the people where you're allergic to chocolate, go get you something sweet. Go get you some ice cream or something. You know what I'm saying? Go do something because a lot of restaurants, they're going to be running Valentine's Day specials. So if you listen to this, go out and do something for yourself or go to happy hour. You just never know. You never know. Just do something for this Valentine's Day. Instead of sitting on social media, being miserable and commenting on people's statuses and stuff or raising hell like these damn celebrities, you know. And a lot of them celebrities
are trying to.
Huh?
I was about to say, or is trying to screenshot your DMs of that girl boyfriend in your inbox. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone, people, because that just tells me you're miserable. And another thing that's going to tell me is, why the hell you allow that shit? You know you can stop people from DMing you, right? And you can delete the messages, but why would you hold on to the messages, though?
To be messy and miserable, like you said.
But and also another thing I'm wondering is at the end of the day, what the hell do you really have to gain for trying to ruin Valentine's Day for someone else? Like, what is that gonna do for you? That's not gonna change your situation. You still single.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
It's kind of messing up.
Can you hear me now? I don't know, y'all. It ain't like I was saying.
There you go.
It's not going to change anything for you, you know what I'm saying, to be messy. Like, just be happy, you know what I'm saying? Be happy for that love and just wait for your day to come. But now, where can the people find your podcast?
You can find me on, I'm really on Facebook. You can go to Shea Queen and just follow me on Facebook, because I'm just a simple person. You can follow me on Facebook at Shea Queen. You can go to Instagram. It's Concrete Rose Podcast _. You can find me on Instagram.
And lastly, why do people need to subscribe and tap into your podcast?
Because I'm just going to be talking about a lot of stuff that, you know, people might want to be encouraged about something. You never know who you might see on there. It might be an artist that you like or something. You just never know. So,
that's real. That's so real. Well, Shay, I want to thank you for blessing the Liquor Talk with your presence. Whenever you're ready for me to come on your podcast, that day is coming. But remember, y'all, if y'all ever want me on your podcast, remember, I might be in Florida, but I'm just a DM away. Thank you, Shay, for coming on. Thank you for having me on your podcast. And thank you to listeners for listening to this edition of Liquor Talk, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts at. Happy Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, y'all. Peace.